You're listening to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, demons, aliens, cryptids, unsolved mysteries, strange phenomena, eerie locations, and all those things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Andy Cano. In the southwest of the United States, near the Four Corners area, there is a foul creature known as the Skinwalker. According to Navajo folklore, uttering its very name can invite its wrath upon you, and discussing it should be avoided, especially outside Navajo culture. The Skinwalker is said to be so evil that once it decides to claim you, there is little or no help trying to fight against it. According to Navajo legend, the Skinwalker is a person like a sorcerer or medicine man, who uses their powers for evil and personal gain. The Skinwalker is said to be able to shapeshift into whichever creature he or she wishes, and is usually naked with the exception of an animal pelt, usually draped across their back. Their appearance is somewhere between animal and human. However, during the day they will appear as a normal member of society. One might notice something a little more animal-like in the eyes on occasion. Skinwalkers are usually male and belong to a group of others of their kind. The leader of the group is normally an old man who has been practicing evil magic for a long time, and they are known to gather in deep, dark caves. Typically in Navajo culture, a person who wants to become a shaman will learn both good and evil magic. This is done so he or she can navigate the challenges that lay before them without hesitation, even if it means fighting off a skinwalker. The only way to defeat a skinwalker is by turning their magic against them, or penetrating their flesh with a bullet or blade dipped in white ash through the neck or head. To become a skinwalker, a shaman or person who practices Navajo magic will stick to the dark side of things and will be initiated only after the individual commits the most heinous crime. The soon-to-be skinwalker must kill someone who is close to them, usually a sibling. Once this is completed, the person will have a never-ending hunger for human life that will only be extinguished when the skinwalker dies. Most victims of the skinwalker do not live to tell the tale. As most stories go, once a skinwalker targets you, they will not stop until their prey is lifeless. The skinwalker is known to use various techniques to lure its victims. If you happen to be quarry for this malevolent being, you may experience a sudden knock on your door, scratching around your house, or hear a call for help. If this call is repeated in the same exact way more than a few times, it could be a skinwalker. If it learns your name, you may hear it called as well. In 1994, Terry and Gwen Sherman purchased a ranch from Kenneth and Edith Myers near Ballard, Utah, which consisted of 512 acres. The ranch has seen unusual activity for over 50 years, which increased during the ownership of the Shermans. For a long time, the ranch would have issues with their cattle. Oftentimes, they would go missing or end up mutilated somewhere on the property. The cattle would be found with their eyes and organs missing. Accompanying these events would be crop circles, orbs, and even unidentified flying objects. All these events were strange by themselves, but something sticks out during the Shermans' ownership. Not long after the Shermans moved in, Terry and Gwen would hear strange noises around the house at night. One of the noises they heard was a sound of men talking in a language that the Shermans were not familiar with. Could this language have been Navajo or another indigenous dialect? A couple days later, Terry was walking his dogs and patrolling his property when something caught his attention. As he proceeded down the road, he noticed a creature that he mistook for a wolf. As he observed the creature, he noticed it was much larger, with an almost humanoid appearance, except for the eyes, which seemed to glow a reddish-orange color. Terry claims he got close to the creature and fired his weapon at it. According to Sherman, this had absolutely no effect, and the creature continued to stare at him. They retreated home, terrified. In another part of the Southwest, a man by the name of John Soto has been recording his encounters with a skinwalker. As he rode his horse down a dirt road, he heard a voice scream, "Hey!" The two paused for a moment, and the voice is heard again. This spooks the horse, and the horse runs in the opposite direction. You can see the Soto video on TikTok, at That One Cowboy. Soto has many videos of these encounters, and even had a medicine man come give a blessing and form a protective barrier around the property. Soto states that the skinwalker does not cross that line. In 1864, after years of fighting with the Navajo, the U.S. Army got the upper hand and marched hundreds, if not thousands, of Navajo people to Bosque Redondo, which is now Fort Sumner in New Mexico, against their will. The conditions were horrible. Leading up to this point, crops were failing, the water was bad, and livestock was dying off. This was the icing on the cake, and as a result, many Navajo turned to bad medicine and became skinwalkers. The long walk, as it's referred to by Navajo people, combined with hardship, failing ways of life, increased death rate, and an alarming amount of people turning to shapeshifting against their own kind, led to the inevitable Witch Purge of 1878. At this time, the U.S. government claimed to have made a mistake and allowed these displaced people to return to their former homeland. Upon their arrival, many Navajo blamed skinwalkers for everything they had gone through, and many who were suspected were put to death. These events delivered a massive blow to the Navajo people, and was perhaps the biggest tragedy they had seen. If you happen to find yourself in the Southwest, it would be wise to be aware of your surroundings and pay extra special attention to the people and animals around you. If you hear a familiar voice call you in the distance, yell for help and repeat the same vocalization over and over again, take caution. And if you should see a coyote or other animal that doesn't quite look right or is behaving oddly, do not lock eyes with it. It could be a skinwalker. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit my Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Have some creepy tales of your own and want to share them? Visit our email at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. Until next time, keep listening for all those things that go bump in the night.